Welcome to Indie Soul Matters,
a fusion of music, all things indie,
and news that's relevant to our community.
This is Push Radio. My name is Belle.
And I'm your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra.
Keep it locked for the next 60 minutes with the gatekeepers of the soul movement on Indie Soul Matters.
Try to put me in a box, it's impossible, unless, oh yeah, this time it's all or nothing,
said it's real, oh yeah,
listen, I'ma take you 10 rounds like a boxer, baby, show you how I put down what rocks a lady, promise you're asking when I'm done for more, I'ma switch it up and make life comfortable. I'ma be the reason you're not sleeping, baby. I'ma invade the thoughts you keeping, baby. If you're still not convinced, I'll tell you more. Make you forget the way you felt before. Oh, oh, I
could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to settle down. Oh-oh, I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the mother girls I dated. I tell you what you are, you're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the one that I quit the game for. You're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the reason I quit the game for. Hey, can't explain just how much you shine. Give me your heart, I'll give you mine. I'm putting my future on the line. Baby, it's just you and I. From this day on, let's make a deal. I'll stay true, you keep it real. Don't be shy about how you feel. Baby, don't be shy. Hey, oh, oh. I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to settle down. Oh, oh. I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the mother girls I dated. I tell you what you are, you're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the one that I put the game for. You're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the reason I quit the game for. A room with a better view, suit with a weatherproof, Burberry overcoat, new money attitude. A playboy, you would know if you read the news. I could be with any other fine girl instead of you. Nightlight, city life, ride roof back. She's quite pretty, nice thighs, who's that? I'll be your publisher, you could be my centerfold. Long as you do me right, show me how I'm edible. And I'm a lean man, you could be my co-star. You've been acting like your mind's right so far. And you the type that enjoys the best. The four-star suites, ice, big toys and jets for real. Let me show you how it's supposed to feel. Mommy, take them shoes off, let's close the deal. Cause honey, you reach the top, stop social climbing. If my record don't sell, we'll still go diamond.
You're the diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on.
Hey,
you're my diamond girl. You're the one that I put the game for. You're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. Baby, you're my diamond girl. The reason I quit the game for. Hey,
yeah.
You're my diamond girl.
I know you wanna hear that again.
Yeah.
Run the record back.
You're my diamond.
All less. Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
Just rock with it.
You're my diamond.
It's next selection.
You're my diamond girl.
Ryan Leslie, Indie Soul Matters. Thanks for tuning in for another edition of Indie Soul Matters on Push Radio.
Volume 7, Volume 7.
True that, true that. And who are you, who are they listening to?
Ryan Leslie, Diamond Girl.
Right, we opened up the show with my homie, Miss Gloria Ryan, with Inside My Love, the remake.
Beautiful remake.
Oh yeah, she gets it in. Definitely gets it in.
So welcome back. It's Indie Soul Matters, the Volume 7. Thank you for still rocking with us.
Right.
My name is Belle.
I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra.
And this is Push Radio.
Right, right. There you go. There you go.
So let's jump right in.
Right.
TV and film.
Okay, what's up?
The Get Down Season 2 has returned.
Right, right.
To Netflix.
True.
And for those who don't know about The Get Down, it is actually created quite a buzz on social media.
True.
And it is set in 1970s New York City and is a saga of how New York gave birth to hip hop, punk, and disco.
Right.
And it's told through the eyes, the lives, and the music of South Bronx kids.
Right.
Who pretty much changed the world with
hip hop
music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They brought it together. Well, not just hip hop, all of it. Hip hop was born out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And much, much love to the folks that put that together. You know, everybody's got their opinion. You know. You know, mine is like cut the cartoons out. Other than that, it's all good.
Oh, you don't
good.
Like the cartoons? I thought it was a little weird.
It's almost like it went another direction or mm-hmm. took it like to another place. Like, you know, I understand if you're trying to get Disney to put the money on.
Well, I don't know that I'm their target demographic. So right. I understand
right.
that millennials probably want to see that. But aside from that piece, I thought it was, I think it's a pretty good series.
Yeah, it's a good
And
song.
I'll be checking it out.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. If you haven't checked it out, I would say before you start watching this season, go back to the first season so it'll make sense because there's storylines. So it's,
yeah,
it's blended storylines.
There were some twists and turns.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we binge watched it.
Exactly. But we stuck to the script, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, you stay if as long as you stay in order,
yeah.
it'll make sense.
Yeah.
So, much love.
The Get Down. On Netflix. And then The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks,
yeah.
starring Oprah Winfrey.
True that.
Recently
I read about that.
Aired. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's actually based on a New York Times bestseller by Miss Skloot. That's her last name. I can't remember what her first name is.
Gotcha.
But it's about a black woman, Henrietta Lacks,
right.
from the Baltimore area, who unfortunately died at the age of 31
right.
at John Hopkins Hospital from cervical cancer. And they, unbeknownst to
the family.
Ms. Lacks and the family, they took her cells.
Right.
And they
used
went
her cells on all kinds of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, they took the cells and used them for all types of medical research. That,
right.
I mean, when you read about how important her cells were, it's amazing that they weren't. It's offensive, really, that they
right.
weren't compensated. But her cells, so they didn't identify her, and they call them Hela,
right.
Supposedly taken from the first two initials of her first and last name,
right.
and so they wouldn't have to give them credit, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But it was a very dark story, I thought. Oprah was really... She had a lot of issues. She played the daughter,
right?
The living daughter, and it was just very dark, very sad,
right.
But an important story. And I know behind the scenes, the family and Oprah kind of exchanged words, and they're not happy that they're not being compensated. But Oprah's stance was kind of like, you know, I'm bringing the story to light.
Right.
The people who profited from
off of
those
sales
money. Need to be paying.
Exactly.
So I don't know how that's all going to pan out, but certainly, where our community is no stranger to being experimented on and lied
right.
to by the government.
And not compensated.
Yeah, so
it's
just
we
heartbreaking.
We built this country anyway.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other conversation. We're not
So that's The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. I think her name is Rebecca Skloot is
okay.
the lady's name who wrote it. And then I found out about a movie called Slight, which I didn't even know was in the movie theaters. And it's written and directed by a young black filmmaker, Justin Dillard. But he goes by J.D. Dillard.
Gotcha.
And the story is about a young L.A. street magician who, I guess, sells dope on a small scale
okay.
in his neighborhood. And he gets in trouble with a local drug dealer. And so he has to use his superpowers that he has.
Right. His comedic skills.
Yeah.
Magic skills.
Yeah, to save his sister and himself. And they say that it's a sci-fi, superhero, family drama, genre mashup.
Yeah.
So
I
check
don't know
that
who
out.
His
Slight.
Marketing team is, but they did a piss poor job of promoting it because nobody heard of
nobody
it.
Nobody knew. Yeah, it's an indie film. It's an,
right.
you know, so but it's in theaters now, and it's Slight. SLEIGHT.
Got it.
Check that out.
Word. Y'all heard it right here. Indie Soul Matters told you.
This is Belle. You're listening to Push Radio.
And I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra. As always, we appreciate you tuning in to Indie Soul Matters on Push Radio. So for promotions, submissions, requests, email us at mypushradio@gmail.com. And we are the gatekeepers of the soul music community, y'all.
Hello, music lovers. This is Mia Simmons, and you're listening to Push Radio.
I almost sang the same old tune too long, but you came right on in all sweet and strong. You are the perfect chord in my song. Yes, you are. Now I see I'm happier than I thought I could be. You're a miracle to me. I'd give up ice cream just for you. I'd sell my bags and give away my shoes. I'd give you my happiness. Your blues. There ain't no telling what I do. They say that no one in the world could take me this high, but it's so good I won't even question why. Let's take our love and go bye. Now I see I'm stronger than I thought I could be. You're a miracle to me. I'd give it all up just for you. I'd sell all my bags and give away my shoes. And take it all, yes. Hey, there ain't no telling what I'd do. I'd walk a million miles in my bare feet. And I'd even give you my last bit of food to eat. What I'm trying to say is there ain't no telling what I'd do.
Just to feel real nice, yeah. Well, more than just a scar. And still there's a question that always remains. She won't real love. Her sex appeal got me on cloud nine. She feel my swagger, that's about that time. But before I let her in my life, I gotta know that it's right. Now she got me feeling, watching, bartender, can I get another shot then?
Difference anyhow. myself more than I love you.
Good. Love Myself More. That's by Candy Soul.
Old school R&B, y'all. Yeah.
Man, that's like classic R&B.
Candy, that was old school R&B.
Yeah.
You doing your thing, girl.
You took me back to the 80s with that.
There you go.
I love that track. Love Myself More, Candy Soul. And she's out of Arkansas.
Yeah. Little Rock, mm-hmm, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, before that, we opened it up with Miss Avery Sunshine.
An ice cream song.
Yeah, every time I hear that song, when I see Avery again, I'm gonna crack on her with that one. And then, of course, we follow that up with Game, Love, or Lies with Mr. Mike L. Shine.
Right, he's an indie artist.
New joint.
That we met. He's out of Richmond, Virginia.
City close to Richmond. Fredericksburg, that's right.
Yeah.
So he's doing his thing. The man is, he's grinding. I respect his grind. I'm glad that he came through. Definitely want to say, you know, right off the bat, we want to say thanks to all of the Push Radio supporters and our soul heads for the social media support that they gave for Future Soul Listening Lounge. Those numbers were tremendous. And much love to Miss Yolanda Owens, the owner of Iwi Fresh Garden Day Spa, for, of course, always allowing us to come in and do our thing. And if you haven't seen it, you know, get on our social media. That's Push Radio, DJ Funk Natra, Future Soul Sessions, all of those things. All of those videos are on there. I think it's under DJ Funk Natra or Push Radio, one of the two. And of course, without being remiss, of course, I would leave out Miss Lisa White of More or Less Entertainment and Mr. Mike L. Shine. So again, thanks for coming through for the Future Soul Listening Lounge this past April. The next one coming up, July 14th. That's a Friday, second Friday in July. And as you can tell, we don't tell you what's going to happen. You should just be there.
Just come on out and hang with us. Good music.
Right. Good people.
Positive energy. Good vibes.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. A lot of people was hitting me up afterwards. Oh, you didn't tell me. Hello.
But we ain't going nowhere, so you can check us out in July.
Right. Come check it out. So after we talk live music
talk
is the segment.
Live music.
Some of the folks that we like checking out live, doing what they do, making it do what it do.
The homie Dante Hall out of Chicago, he's going to be in Atlanta finally.
Yeah.
May 23rd at Apache Cafe. He's actually embarking on his solo tour.
That's what's up.
You
congrats,
can check
brother.
Dates for other major cities because his roster is growing. And you can check that out on pushradio.net. Again, that's Dante Hall. It's going to be in Atlanta May 23rd at Apache Cafe, and I am going to be in the place.
Right.
Hopefully,
that.
Funk Notch is going to be there with
Hopefully.
Me.
Let's pray on that. Let's get dirt. Like, we need all the prayer warriors. Jump in.
Algebra Blessed has a show at the City Winery in Atlanta on May 1st.
Right.
If you haven't caught Algebra,
she has a nice set. She gives a really good show. I DJ with her in Detroit a couple years back, and it was a great show. It was really good, you know. So we even talked about remixing some stuff.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of folks now. I have to say thank you to all the listeners and the Push Radio supporters and the soul heads that have been really pushing the DJ Funk Natra remixes, because everybody's been vibing on that.
You're kind of hot.
I'm trying. You know, I'm a work in progress, though. You know.
A drummer out of Alabama, PJ Spragans, he has a show May 3rd. I got to let you listen to his stuff. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He comes to Atlanta a lot, but he'll be out in Alabama.
Wow.
Hoover, Alabama, on May 3rd. Again, you can check pushradio.net for dates. But if you haven't heard of him, you might want to check him out. He is awesome. An awesome instrumentalist.
All right.
Eric Roberson will be in Atlanta at Center Stage on May 5th.
Okay then. She had a lot of shows on the brain.
Yeah, Eric Roberson, who he just released a new project called Earth.
Right. Which is a part of a 3-part series.
It's a trilogy, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Correct.
And Earth is first. Right. And so he'll be here in Atlanta May 5th. Come check him out. If you haven't ever had the opportunity to see Eric, or Arrow, as everyone calls him, he gives a good show.
Yeah, he does his thing.
Very clever gentleman.
Right.
And a nice guy.
Right. Yeah. True enough.
And his family travels with him.
Yeah. That's real right there. That's
family
how you keep
guy.
It together, man.
Mm-hmm. PJ Morton has a show May 8th in Philly.
All right.
At Warm Daddy's.
Oh, yeah. That's a good spot.
Yeah.
I'll DJ
He's a
Warm
Philly
Daddy.
Guy. Where is he from?
No.
Where is he from? Is he from New Orleans?
I thought he was from New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, New Orleans.
Okay. Well, he's going to be in Philly.
Yeah. Warm Daddy's is a great spot. Anybody
I've never been to Warm Daddy's.
I definitely recommend. The food is great.
Yeah.
I've DJed there several times. Much love and shouts to my man, Ashley. I'm sure Ashley will be there in in at Warm Daddy's for that show.
Yeah.
But that's, he's one of their promoters out of that venue, so.
You know, Kindred has this series.
Okay.
Have you heard about it?
Somebody
called Kindred Presents. So right. They're bringing, the last one, I believe, was Avery Sunshine.
Right.
That was in it. So now they're bringing PJ. So that's pretty hot.
Yeah.
And they have them at Warm Daddy's. So
that's dope. Yeah.
That's awesome. Artists supporting other artists.
Gotta do it.
So new projects, PJ Morton and his album Gumbo.
Right.
Are out. You need to cop that if you don't have it already.
Right.
Avery Sunshine recently released 2064.
Dope.
We love Avery.
Anyway.
Eric Roberson, we talked about with his new project, Earth.
Right.
Lila James has a new project, Did It For Love.
True that.
You should check that out if you haven't.
True.
Already. Our girl, Terry Tobin.
T. Tobin.
She just released a video for her lead single from her forthcoming project, I Know My Worth.
And all Push supporters, I am.
Truly is up in there.
I'm letting y'all know. You better watch the video because that was required. So y'all make sure y'all watch the video and y'all tag and or send much loves and shouts over to your girl, Belle, here. Because she
Belle's in there.
She's in the video.
Yeah. A little doing cameo action.
Right.
Bashiri Assad
dropping
just
new
released a new single, Loving You.
Yeah, it's a interesting, it's a
throwback.
Throwback, exactly. It's a throwback vibe on that. And I'm just saying that it kind of reminds me of what Rafael Sadiq did with his throwback CD. So that's what Bashiri's getting ready to come out with.
He has a new project coming out. I don't have any
information. It'll be out in September.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So check out that new single, Loving You. Shouts out to Bashiri in Indianapolis and all the indie artists in that area
the
doing
indie
their
soul
thing.
Hits. right.
And I wanted to make sure I mentioned the new single, Ray of Sunshine.
Right.
That's it's a collaborative effort. It's Gwendolyn Collins, but it's featuring Blaze, who we love.
Right.
And Nia Simmons, who we also love.
Right.
And that single's going to be out May 12th.
Yeah.
And those ladies are really doing their thing. I'm really, really excited about hearing the single. And I'm really excited to hear Blaze's new project.
Right.
So, got my ear to the screets.
Right. True that. Y'all hear that? Belle's got
it. I really, really like her sound. So I'm excited to hear more from her.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Keep
so
it
that's all I have for live music.
Keep it rock.
If you have music that you want to submit or you're interested in being a part of Indie Soul Matters in any way, shape, or form, hit us up at mypushradio@gmail.com or you can go to pushradio.net. Contact us and send your message there. We'll most certainly get back to you. Thank you for all of your love and support. We appreciate it. And as always, I'm Belle.
And I am the new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra. We are your gatekeepers to the new soul movement.
Hey, this is Terry Tobin, and you're listening to Push Radio, where the music speaks.
You're my baby, my lover, my lady, all mine. You make me want you, it drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. 'Cause girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side. Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way.
so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know? Oh. You're so beautiful.
Yeah, babe.
I wanna give
my love to you, girl.
Not just tonight, but the rest of your life.
Your life.
I wanna be
always here by
side.
Your side.
Girl, don't you know? You're so beautiful.
Tell me that you need some love. Tell me that you need some love. Tell me that you need some love. song goes out to everybody out there. Something on my mind, just want to share. Song goes out to everybody out there. Something on my mind, just want to share. Listen here, I don't need $1 million to be happy. Being wrong, I'll be happy with a man. So now I'm happy with the money I have. Don't want half of my baby on the bills. I don't need a rainbow to be happy. But if I had one, it would be out of blue. Let me hit you with a line that my grandpappy said you drive a car. The car don't drive you. I got homies with money that ain't happy. I got happy homies that ain't got a dime. You might have a piece of land and a big piece of gold, but you're broke if you don't have peace of mind. Now time don't wait for nobody. You better use the time that you got. Start looking in the mirror and love who you are. Stop chasing everybody that you're not. Hey, don't need $1 million to be happy. Don't get me wrong, I'll be happy with a bill. But for now, I'm happy with the money I had. Don't put half of my baby on the bill. To be happy, but if I had one, it'd be on 22s. Let me hit you with a line that my grandpappy said you drive a car. The car don't drive you. You on a diet, you cutting out the sugar. I'm on a diet, cutting negativity. I'm also cutting out them girls I follow on Instagram. That ain't Bible, but baby, that ought to be. See, I really want my family to be happy. Always working, never home, that ain't cool. I'm gonna get some of this money, then I'm coming home. Cause in the morning I'm taking my kids to school. Listen here, don't need $1 million to be happy. Being wrong, I'll be happy with a meal. So now I'm happy with the money I have. Don't want half of my baby on the bills. I don't need a rainbow to be happy. But if I had one, it would be out of blue. Let me hit you with a line that my grandpappy said you drive a car. If I had a meal, it would be such a scene. I would have the biggest Cadillac with 18s in the back and a staff just to keep my rims clean. I also donate to these charities we founded. Start a scholarship and I would take some kids to Howard. But you don't need a lot of dough to talk to these little bros and sisters and let them know that we empowered. Listen, don't need $1 million to be happy.
From Eric Roberson, $1 million. I hear that.
Right. I agree with him. You don't need $1 million to be happy.
I know that's right.
Hey,
the older I get, the less I need.
True that. True that.
And before that, we heard.
You wasn't ready for it.
More Time by Forte featuring Emmanuel Withers and Kissy Be True.
That's right. That's right. And we opened that set up with So Beautiful.
By Music, yeah. Soul Child.
Yeah, not just Music. He don't want to go, but the Soul Child.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Music.
Right.
With emphasis on the Q.
Right. What'd you say? Yeah.
That's actually probably one of my most favorite tracks by him. I love that that track.
That mm-hmm. So Beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's dope.
I think he's working on something new.
Yeah, he...
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he does have a new project, because with the tour, he did come up with a single.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what happened or why.
Right.
We haven't heard anything else with that. So at this moment, that's what's going on. So
yeah, we'll see. Always delivers a banger or two.
Yeah, he's always
from his project. So I'm looking forward to that. Know what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. now me. So of course.
So May is coming up.
May is happening. Memorial Weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in May, Mother's Day.
True that.
Right?
Mother's Day.
That's so we want to say, you know, shouts out to all the mothers and mother figures. You are appreciated and loved. Call your mama.
Right.
If you haven't called your mama.
Even the mamas with a drama.
Tell her that you love her, because
without mamas, this would be a different world.
Right.
For sure.
For sure. Well, so we appreciate you and love you. I love my mama.
I love my mama.
Yeah. Hey, mamas.
What's up, mamas?
So one of the things we started recently in our Indie Soul Matters shows is something that we like to call Indie Food for Thought.
True that.
And I'm going to do just a recap of the first two. And these are just pointers or things that we like to mention and give independent artists something to chew on.
There you go.
As they navigate the whole indie soul community thing.
True that.
Right? So the first point that we mentioned a couple of podcasts ago was do your research.
Right.
Okay.
Got to know who you're sending your music to.
Right. And why. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What they play.
Exactly.
Can't just be sending a rap tune to a
a country and western.
Country and western DJ. Like that don't work.
It won't work. The second point that we had was to build relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Relationships are really, really.
Yeah, get to know your people. Don't just send them the record and, you know, not, you know, like I said, again, know who you're sending it to and understand and build that rapport, because you never know.
And this is a small circle.
True.
So you may think, because you're on the left coast,
right,
you might not see dude in Atlanta again.
Right.
But haha.
You just never know.
You never know. Yeah. So you want to do right by people. And you know, I would be lying if I said you won't come across people that are greasy. Because you will.
That's the business.
But generally speaking, you want to try not to burn bridges.
True that.
And support.
True that.
Support.
True that.
You get support by giving support.
True.
Yes. So our third pointer, it's a little something that we decided to call give and take.
True that. True
and
that.
I'll let Funk Nacho take over.
Right. To give and take is basically, as I said, communicate your intent. You know, as you're asking for that support, as you're asking a DJ or a radio show or station or a promoter to put you on, you know, also let them know what you're willing to do to assist. You know, don't just, like when I talk to promoters about booking me for an event. You know, I offer my New Soul Collective Network to help promote what it is that we're doing together. So that makes sense. As opposed to just coming in and saying, oh, I just want to get paid. You know, I've done deals where I'll just take a cut off a percentage off the ticket sales because I felt like that's a better suggestion or a better way to build a relationship, which kind of is part of building a relationship. But it's also a way of showing those people that you're contacting or reaching out to, you're not just coming in and you just want something for nothing. You know, so it's very important.
Yeah, because where does that happen, really?
Yeah, no such thing.
Where can you get something for nothing?
Yeah, so as indie artists, indie managers, you know, companies, you know, as you're networking, regardless to how big or small that company may seem to you, you know, don't just send out your stuff and say, hey, look, can we get some airplay on this? Again, as we stated from the beginning, you know, be willing to promote that show when your record is being played on it. You know, like it, send it out, social media, tag it, you know, whatever the case might be. And in doing that, you know, tell that next promoter, that next station or that next DJ, hey, look, this is what I do when, you know, I do something. When you do this for me, this is what I'm going to, you know, do for you in return. And it's not on some, you know, you owe somebody or somebody owes you. You know, it should be just as we said, give and take. Whatever you're willing to receive, you should be willing to give.
And because, you know, indie budgets are often shorter.
True that.
Aren't smaller. Bartering services
is
a good way to get things done. So if I know a photographer and you know a DJ and the other person knows somebody with a studio, there should be a way, if we all have relationships, for us to work our connection to get it done, to get it finished, to get the show done, to get the album completed, to get whatever. So, you know, nobody's gonna continue to give you things for free.
True.
You know, cute only gets you so far.
No doubt. Right.
You know, you got to have something in exchange for that. And quality products and good people skills and, you know, something that they can actually.
Tangible. That at least if it's not tangible in the onset, then the outcome, it turns into a tangible product or, you know, opportunity for any and everybody that's involved. You know.
And sometimes your return might not be immediate.
Exactly.
You know, it might be, okay, I'm going to do this, and in three months down the road, because we can do this together.
Right.
And sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith and trust that the person that you're doing business with is going to deliver. But, you know, there's all kinds of creative ways that you can barter your goods and services.
Always.
And I love what I'm seeing as far as independent artists working together and promoting each other's shows.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing more of that. And I like that.
Right. I agree.
You know, there's
I
room
agree.
For everybody.
I call
in my
that
opinion.
Gig sharing. That's what
gig
I call
sharing.
It. Gig sharing. Yeah, gig sharing. I tell every artist that. Get in touch with these other artists out here in the other markets. You trying to get to a market, you know, you in Richmond, get in touch with the people in Atlanta. Say, hey, look, you know, hey, this is what I do in Richmond. I'd like to come down there to Atlanta and get on with you guys, and I'll book you guys up here with me. Like, that's just automatic right there. That just makes sense.
And people will respond if the product is good.
All the time.
And you're consistent.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Definitely. So with that being said, shouts out to a couple of different folks that it came to mind as we were talking about this. So I want to first shout out to the African American Heritage Fund, Yolanda and Carrie. I really, really appreciate those folks. And because of something that I just did with them, that exactly what we're talking about was created. I got another call to do an event. And so one of the bands that was at their show is now going to perform at another event that I've been hired to be a part of. And that's a part of the National Black Nurses Association convention that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And shouts out to Joni Lovelace. So with that being said, those are the examples that, you know, we're talking about.
Right.
You know? So definitely much love and appreciation for all that. So in closing, we're going to kick it off. The next set is going to kick off with Claustrophobic by PJ Morton. Then our old school classic track, Back in the Day. And then we ended out with the Backspin Music exclusive, Drop the Bomb by Kendrick the Family Soul, the Funk Natura remix. So as you continue to listen to Indie Soul Matters here on Push Radio, I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natura.
And my name is Still Bell, and this is Push Radio.
That's
Thank
right.
you for tuning in. Check us out, pushradio.net. Hit us up by email, mypushradio@gmail.com.
There you go. We are the gatekeepers of the soul movement.
Hey, this is Keith Young, and you're listening to Push Radio, pushing urban sophistication to the masses. Be well.
Life, my nigga, act a little more tough. Oh. for the treats, the movement for the breeze, standing on my own feet. Can't see what you might want from me. Think it's better if we be ourselves. They clutch into my talents more than Catholics do a rosary. Steady ass, where that accent travel? You from New Orleans? Go so, why I dabble with negative energy when all I really fiend is a posse sensibility? Not the hardest rapper, but I'm about it much as Master P. Don't play with me. 504 my home, don't you know that? Flooding through the streets, you should probably take a Kodak. Photosynthesized, sprouting right in front your eyes. Made a trip to Cali and came back a different guy. Living through the same eyes, riding Uber, still got drive. Been the truest, never lie. And I need a little space, cause I'm better doing me. Just recite if you relate, yeah.
I'm claustrophobic, gun. Have a hard time trying to.
day. Don't you wanna go back? Wasn't it fun?
This is a Backspin Music exclusive. Thanks for tuning in for another edition of Indie Soul Matters.
For more information about our network, go to pushradio.net and join our mailing list.
For promotions, submissions, and requests, email us at mypushradio@gmail.com.
Keep it locked to Indie Soul Matters,
the gatekeepers of the soul movement.